one, it would be a...
A hole.
You know, one place that you speak in.
On the floor.
Okay. Do you have any names for hogs that grow up to the wild?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you do if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to become a boar? What would you do? What would you have done?
Castrate him.
Okay. And then what's the noise that's made by a cat? Maybe when it's being weaned or being kept away from its mother?
I'm late.
Okay. And what do you call it when a grown cow makes the noise? Maybe
a lone one.
What kind of noise does a horse make?
He's a breed.
Okay. And any other names for sounds that horses make?
Weedy.
Okay. And you've got horses and mules and cows maybe in a certain time of the day that they get hungry. What would you say that you have to do?
That's
feed. Okay. Feed what?
Stop.
If you have a hen that's on the nest of eggs, what's that for?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's the thing that you might use that you keep chickens in and you have wire?
Cages. Rooters.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Okay. If you're eating chicken and you have the little bone that maybe children like to get and pull into, what do you call that bone?
That's a cooler bone.
Okay. And then what do you call the inside parts of the chicken? The liver and the heart and the gizzard and all those things?
What do you call that chicken food?
You don't have a name for all of it put together? For all the inside parts that you keep? What about the inside parts of a pig or a calf or something that you might keep in the pig?
That's the intestines.
Okay. What about the part that you sometimes eat, maybe part of a hog that you can use to stuff sausage in?
The intestines.
Okay. You ever heard it called anything else?
Chitlins.
Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores and things like that, what time is it
feeding?
What would you do if you have to go out and the cows are at the back of the pasture and you want the goat to come? Okay. Then, what about calling the little ones? Is there any difference?
Okay.
What would you say that you have to do for mules or horses to get them to go either left or right or something like that?
After you and the hog.
Okay. What would you do if you wanted to call the cows? What would you say?
I guess I'd feel that hand cold.
How would you call them?
Four.
Okay. What about when you want to get the horses up from the pasture, wasn't it? And what would you do if you had horses instead of cows?
I'd work with
you. Okay. If you were riding a horse and you wanted to get him to go faster or something, what would you say to him?
Get it.
Okay. And what if you wanted him to stop?
Woo.
Okay. Then how do you call hogs when you want to feed the hogs?
Woo!
Okay. And would you say anything to them if you wanted to scatter them or make them go
woo?
Okay. What about calling sheep? You know,
never call the sheep.
Okay, what about when you call the chicken?
Sheep!
Okay, and then if you have a horse and maybe you wanted to pull the wagon for you or something, or you